Hi, this is a new patient visit recording. Name of the patient is Lorenzo Tezida, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O. Last name T like Tom, E-J-E-D-A. The date of birth is 1-9-1963. Date of accident, automobile accident, is 1-22-2021. Date of service as a new patient visit at advanced pain care is 3-7-2023. The patient was referred from his lawyer, Mr. Jonathan Hirsch, for evaluation and further treatment advice. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on 1-22-2021, and he alleges that all the symptoms are emanating from this accident. He reports of chief complaint of pain in the neck, which is 8, lower back pain is 8, pain in both the shoulders, both wrist, right elbow, right hip, right knee, to the tune of 10. There is a numbness and tingling of the right lateral part of the thigh, and that is constant, and it is around 10, according to him. The leg gets swollen, and he reports that he has had a cardiac catheterization, and he had a two stents in the heart. The date is not written or told to us. The patient allegedly has fibromyalgia, and he is disabled all his life, since the beginning of his life, due to the multiple spine issues, rheumatoid arthritis, learning issues. He reports that his pains are continuous, and they are felt like throbbing, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, heavy, tender, and they vary from 7 to 8 most of the time. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And a modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and relieved by medications and therapy. In the past investigation, patient reports he has had x-rays, MRI, CT scan, myelogram, EMG, blood test, bone scan, etc. In the additional history, patient reports a muscle weakness, especially from both arms when he loses his phone and dinner plates. He has a permanent numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the part of the right lateral part of the thigh and the buttock. But there is no bladder bowel incontinence. The ADLC reports are affected are general activity, which is 9, mood is 8, work is 8, sleep 8, enjoyment of life is 8, ability to concentrate is 8, and relationship with other people is 8. In addition, the patient alleges that he has falling ADL affected, running, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Doing laundry is affected, 9. The walking and standing are affected, 8. Bathing, dialing a phone, home chores are affected, 7. Writing is affected, 6. Patient has had various visits to various hospitals, Henry Ford Hospital and also the DMC Hospital or Sinai Grace Hospital. Regarding past treatment, patient reports that he has had a treatment at Henry Ford Hospital for more than 25 years because he has had a lot of issues. He has had 2 cervical epidural and 3 lumbar epidural in Henry Ford Hospital. He went to Dr. Tariq, who is a medical group specialist for treatment. He went to Forever Recovery for physical therapy. The name of the therapist is Laura. 18 months of therapy has been done, 3 times per week, 50% improved mobility. Chiropractor is Dr. J, but he doesn't have the full information. He has done several months of chiropractic, no acupuncture. He has done many massages, and he has been a patient at Henry Ford Hospital and other hospitals. All the records are not available at the time of dictation. System review is positive for asthma, sleep apnea, heart disease, positive for chest pain, high blood pressure, and MI. GI positive for constipation. Liver disease, he reports of obesity, varicose vein stripping, and neurological disorder, stroke, loss of sensations, back and neck pain, injury, dizziness, weakness and paralysis of the arm and legs, cervical radiculopathy. In the psychiatric, positive for depression, kidney disease positive for difficulty urinating. He reports of a left-sided weakness more than the right in the upper and lower extremity. In the musculoskeleton, is positive for fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, history of falls. He has in the past history, please do mention that he was run over by a car when he was a kid, and he was also involved in another hit and run, a motor vehicle accident where he was rear-ended and also T-boned, the car flipped over, and he was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital at that time. Past surgical history is positive for head surgery, head injury in the past, in the childhood due to auto accident. When he was young, the records and details are not available. Allergies, none, except for tetanus. Family history, mother is deceased due to brain tumor, father is deceased due to lung disease. Siblings, one brother has one lung cancer, and one sister in New York is also sick from some illness. She doesn't know what it is. Relationship status, patient is married with 8 children. Employment status has not been fully disclosed by the patient, so I cannot describe, nor the disability has been checked. Legal history, patient has John Hirsch as a law firm representing him. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs except for occasional marijuana and recreation. And his sleep, mood, depression and anxiety are affected. He does not have any suicidal thoughts, homicidal thought, although he has seen a psychiatrist all his life. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 1/22/2021, patient was involved in an automobile accident as follows. Around 3 o'clock afternoon, he was all alone in his car as a restaurant driver, and he was traveling right in the front of his house when a car came, while he was trying to park the car in front of his house, and other car came from behind and lifted his car up, and he fell down, and the car was completely totaled, and the trunk and the back door, rear door, windshield, all were damaged. All the neighbors came out, and he injured his knee to the dashboard and head to the steering wheel. Neck was whiplash, lower back pain started, and there was no laceration, no cuts though. And another thing is that patient has a loss of consciousness for a few seconds, and he's seeing a psychiatrist, a neuropsychiatrist at Harper Hospital. And he was initially taken to the ER on the day of accident and DMC, where he had chest x-ray, neck x-rays, back x-rays, CT scan, MRI, which are all found negative. In addition, patient reports of headaches, which are still present. In a scale of 1 to 10, it is 9, mostly front, back, and right temple, and usually they are mild, and they vary from 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports a loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision. Additionally, patient reports of weakness, and he is using cane to walk with. He does have a difficulty walking more than half a block. He reports of lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, incontinence of the urine, and sleep disturbance. He also has anxiety, depression, and panic. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 141 over 98, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5'10", weight is 280. This is a 60-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And there is no severe anxiety and lethargy. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device except a cane. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination. However, he has a weakness of left upper extremity and left lower extremity, and a motor sensory system is intact. The patient has been seeing a neurologist, and he has some difficult time staying active due to the pain and difficulty completing daily tasks, and he feel depressed. He has managed some trigger point injections and some epidural and injection to the neck and the lower back at Henry Ford Hospital. And the records have been reviewed. He has been provided gabapentin and physical therapy there. So neurological examination is from the template, musculature examination is from the template also. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, Please hold it off here. I will review this chart again and I'll redo the musculoskeletal examination. Thank you. Let's end it here.